Well, mark your calendars for a couple of exciting dates. My next guests want you in the house. Abby Meadows, pleasure that you are here. Alzheimer's Association, Greater Michigan Chapter. Looking forward to this conversation. I'm going to log on to your website so that I am informed as well. Abby, hello to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
Tell me about you.
Well, I'm with the Alzheimer's Association. I'm an event manager here in Grand Rapids, and I've been with the association just under a year now.
And what brings you to this association? What's your hook?
Well, to be honest, prior to joining the Alzheimer's Association, Alzheimer's had not yet impacted my family. But in my time with the association, I have met so many families, and they have shared so many stories with me and their experiences. Mm-hmm. And I've truly learned so much about this disease that it is truly an honor to be a part of this association.
Thank you for that. We know the Alzheimer's Association is a national organization, but we also know that you are very strong here in West Michigan. What, the Greater Michigan Chapter?
Yes, yes. We are the Greater Michigan Chapter, and we cover over 60 counties here in Michigan.
Right. What's the function of the association? We'll start big.
Well, we really, Alzheimer's, for those who are not familiar with the disease, Alzheimer's is a type of dementia. And dementia is a general term for a decline in mental ability, severe enough to interfere with your daily life. Mm-hmm. So at the Alzheimer's Association, we really combat this disease on several different levels. Through awareness and advocacy, we not only spread the word about dementia and share information, but we also advocate for the community, both at the state and federal level, to make sure that we have a voice in policymaking when it comes to dementia. We also have a multitude of programs and services available nationwide. Here in West Michigan, we have over 20 support groups available to families who are impacted by this disease. And we are the largest nonprofit funder of Alzheimer's research. The only funders that supply more funds than we do are the United States government and China. Mm. So we're very much involved in this fight against the disease.
Yes, thank you for that. I'm on your website, alz.org/GMC,
yes.
And you do have a lot of community highlights to share. And let's start with anything from, it looks like you've got a GR Spring Conference to Michigan Advocacy Day to Reason to Hope.
We have a lot coming up, starting with our Grand Rapids Spring Conference on April 21st. It is being held at the Postmas Center at Pine Rest. Mm-hmm. And the focus of this conference will be creating equality in a dementia-friendly community. So we want to make sure that as we're working towards building that dementia-friendly community, that it's inclusive to all that are impacted by this disease. And this conference is really geared towards healthcare and community professionals. And tickets are still available on our website, as you mentioned, at alz.org/GMC.
Power of habits, yes. There's a Michigan Advocacy Day on May 2nd.
Yes, yes, that is also coming up. Yeah, as I said, we are strong proponents of advocacy for the community, both at the state and federal level.
Abby, let's zone in on the Reason to Hope, Thursday, May 18th, 8 a.m.
We have our Reason to Hope breakfast coming up. It's going to be held at the Grand Rapids Downtown Market. And this one-hour event is designed to really educate the community about the Alzheimer's Association, while raising funds to support Alzheimer's research programs and services. So this is a table-hosted event, and there are still opportunities available if you would like to be a table host. And I'm going to repeat that website one more time. It's www.alz.org/GMC.
The goal, again, creating awareness about the programs and service available for families in our community, raising funds for, yes, the critical work. And we here in West Michigan, we know the power of the table-hosted events to gain funds and to gain friends as well. And then there is the Walk to End Alzheimer's, Abby, where we get out and we get healthy.
Absolutely. On September 16th, Saturday, September 16th, at Millennium Park, we will be holding our Grand Rapids Walk to End Alzheimer's. And registration is currently open. Walkers can register online. All walks are approximately 2 miles, but it is, I think the important thing here is that it's a very family-friendly event. It, whether you yourself are struggling with the disease, whether you're a caregiver, whether you have lost someone to this disease, or you're simply there because you also envision a future free of dementia, it really is an opportunity for everyone to come together and unify and really share their experiences among a group in the community that understands their experiences and the challenges that they face. Mm-hmm. It is kid-friendly as well. We have games. We have a lot of kids' activities. Nice. And bring your pets. It's also pet-friendly. We have a little of everything there.
Can't beat Millennium Park for general safety. It's probably a closed walk.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful location. It's a 2-mile walk, but there is also a 1-mile loop for those who choose to do the shorter walk.
Are you working, say one is diagnosed with Alzheimer's and maybe perhaps the early stages, do you want the phone call to the association regarding what programs do you have for me? Is there a support group?
Yep. Absolutely. We do have a 1-800 number, free 1-800 helpline available, and that number is 1-800-272-3900. Also, there is a lot of information available on our website, as we have mentioned prior to, at alz.org.
Off the cuff, is there research being done as we speak about curing or at least treating Alzheimer's?
Yes, research is constantly ongoing, mm-hmm. and there are a lot of exciting things coming down the pipeline. At this point in time, there is no means of prevention, and there is not a cure. But, you know, that really brings us to the vision of the association. We are looking forward to that first generation that does not have to worry about this disease.
But I imagine with any chronic condition, early intervention is key for treatment.
Absolutely. You know, there is no one test to determine if someone has dementia. Mm-hmm. It's a multitude of things that come together. But there is a list of 10 common signs, including memory loss, and that there is more information available both through our helpline and also online.
Yeah. I'm on your general ALZ.org website, right. And here it is, warning signs and symptoms, why get checked, and obviously a physiological educational venue as well. Do you participate in the longest day?
We do. The longest day is coming up. And, you know, this is one of my favorite events simply because it is a day where you can do whatever you would like to raise funds. For example, I'm a scrapbooker, so I'm going to be holding a scrapbooking party. It really is an opportunity to both support the organization, raise funds, and really enjoy an activity that brings you joy as well.
All right, full circle. Abby Meadows, you, the event manager, and more with the Alzheimer's Association, a strong Greater Michigan chapter. Let's give me details one more time for the Reason to Hope event, for sure.
So the Reason to Hope event, Thursday, May 18th at 8 a.m. at the Grand Rapids Downtown Market. Tickets are available, table hosting events are available online at alz.org/GMC.
See you there. Abby, thank
you.
Look
forward to it.
Talk again. Goodbye now.